Hi, this is a dictation for patient Courtney Lewis, K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Last name is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of birth 7/22/1997. Date of accident 2/7/2021. Date of service 1/19/2022. The patient presents here for a evaluation today as a new patient. Chief complaints are lower back pain, and cause of back pain is attributed to an automobile accident. History of the automobile accident. Patient alleges that she was injured in an automobile accident on 2/7/2021, where the car was rear-ended at around 2 o'clock in the morning. She was a restrained driver, and her sister was also with her in the front seat. They were traveling in a Kia at 40 miles an hour. And the accident happened at Davison Highway in Detroit. She was trying to drop her sister off to work, and the police report was filed. The way accident happened is this. The patient reports that she was exiting a ramp where there was a slowdown, and apparently she was rear-ended by another car at 40 miles an hour. And her car was total upon the impact, and in the back part of the bumper and was broken, and no one died. The airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not also arrive at the scene. The impact of the accident led to whiplash injury, but no head injury, no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. Patient started feeling pain in the lower back. On the same day when the accident happened, immediately patient was taken to the hospital by the ambulance, Sinai Grace Hospital, where x-rays were done, medication were given, treatment was begun. And patient was there for 3 hours. No CT scan was reportedly done. The patient thereafter started going to a clinic called Joint and Spine, where she saw a doctor who provided medications like Tylenol and muscle relaxers. And physical therapy was done for 1 year, almost since the time of accident, to Providence. Physical therapy rehab 3 times per week, and patient allegedly has 50% improvement after this time. She reports that she also was provided a injection to the spine, most likely epidural injection, but she is not sure. History of present illness: patient is suffering from a moderately severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 7. The pain is not radiating to the buttocks or legs, front or back at all. No pain in the neck or mid-back is reported. No, the headaches are not present. No symptom of TBI are reported. Patient definitely denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, or vision problem, memory problems, or incontinence issues. Regarding the lower back pain, patient is, says that the pains are continuous and are throbbing, aching and tender, and they are 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by bending, and the pain is improved by medications in the modified factor for the pain. The patient also adds that her shoulder pain that was present earlier at the time of accident has now completely gone better, and her neck pain is also completely better. So far she has had some x-rays, MRI and CT scans, but she cannot remember where they were done. So the patient reports absence of bladder bowel incontinence. There is no muscle weakness, and there is no numbness, tingling, pins or needle anywhere, no radiation of the pain. And in the system review, all negative, past surgical history, none, allergies, none, family history, patient reports that mother is alive and father is alive, but no medical problems. Siblings are alive, no medical problems. In the relationship status, patient is single, lives alone, and however, somebody, some friends can come and help her. No children. And employment status, patient was previously a security personnel, and most of the job is a sitting job. And disability is none. She never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has JC auto law representing her legal affairs. And personal history, patient does not smoke, but does drink, and does not use any recreational drugs. And the patient denies any issues with the mood, sleep, depression, self-worth, concentration, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. No suicidal seizures reported, no lightheadedness, weaknesses reported. Apparently, in the ADLs, patient reports that toileting, writing, and dialing a phone is affected. 10, eating, dressing, walking, standing, and reaching the cabinet and ability to lift dinner plates are affected. 8. Home chores, 6. She can walk up to 2 to 3 blocks, sitting 2 to 3 hours, standing 2 to 3 hours, and sleep is up to 7 hours. Physical examination. 24-year-old African-American female of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, comfortable, and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, and patient does not appear to be in any acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases, and there is no anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and mobile, independent without using any adaptive device. The vital signs: blood pressure is 134/95, pulse is 67, respiratory rate is 18, temperature is 96.4, pulse ox 98, height is 5'9", weight 160. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological, musculature examination, gait is normal. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness only in sacroiliac joint, bilaterally mild tenderness is present. The rest of the spine is normal. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. And tenderness, none. Hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine, completely normal. With the forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motions are completely normal. Forward flexion 60, extension 25. Bilateral side flexion 30. Bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuver is to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lumbar test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test negative. Slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. CAP test negative. Femoral nerve stretch test negative. Babinski negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness was noticed in the both sacroiliac joints. And standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test negative. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities, upper and lower, are found to be completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all joints normal. Quick test negative. No leg length difference is noticed. Gait is normal. Diagnosis: general V8 9.2 XXT. Spine, the lumbar spine is M54.551.27, M54.16, S33.5XXX. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXX. Plan of care for Courtney Lewis is from the template. Treatment plan for Courtney Lewis is as follows. Physical therapy. The patient has already had a year of physical therapy, hence I recommended to bring down the physical therapy to once a week, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, focusing on the sacroiliac joint and lumbar region only. And the therapist has been advised to provide a new evaluation for physical therapy and a certification for additional therapy if required. I also recommend a patient to try acupuncture or chiropractic treatment. Now, narcotic pharmaceutical medication. The patient was provided naproxen 500 twice a day to help in healing and anti-inflammatory effect. I level 50 milligram at night to help with the depression, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Scalexin 800 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets for helping with the muscle relaxation and additional healing in the muscle areas. Voltaren gel 3% is for topical pain relief with one refill overall. Narcotic analgesics are provided to relieve the pain which is severe, affecting life functions and sleep. 10 tablets were provided to cover for 10 days for until the next follow-up visit, one tablet at night. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. And home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Referral to psychiatry to help with the PTSD disorders. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. The patient reportedly had some MRIs in so far, and also IME, and we are requesting the record release. We have sent it to the Fine Grace Hospital and all the places, joint and spine, where the patient has been. Interventional pain procedures. Patient might benefit with a sacroiliac joint injection if she provides her consent. We'll be more than happy to provide that and possible sacroiliac joint surgery if needed. All the details have been explained to the patient. Interlaminar epidural injection will be considered once the MRI reports are available. Surgical options, none on the table. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations. I'm not ordering a new investigation. The patient already has an IME exam, which we are hoping to obtain. DMEs. The patient already has back brace, neck brace, and none are being provided. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit, yes. In 10 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.